first floor, the dining room and main apartments. Moving from the Leo 10th hall, we find ourselves in the dining room, mirroring the reception hall, which we previously visited. Here the highlight is the vault, on which we can admire Anton Domenico Gabbiani's apotheosis of Cosimo the Elder, painted in 1698. The fresco was bordered by Baroque decoration, which was replaced in 1865 with the current Savoy decoration. The four portraits on the walls are copies of the originals preserved in the Uffizi. They do not portray members of the Medici family, but were commissioned by Cosimo I to honor such illustrious figures as Camillo del Monte, Philip II of Spain, Gaston de Foix, and Pierre Capponi. From this room, we can gain access to the two main apartments, located at the rear corners of the villa. On the right, we find the four rooms reserved for the Grand Dukes, and last inhabited by Victor Emmanuel II of Savoy, who gave them their present appearance and division into a dressing room, study, reception room, and bedroom. The furniture in this room is, also in this case, of different periods and origins. In the dressing room, interestingly, we can see inside a false wardrobe the exit point of the 16th century hanging staircase from Bianca Capello's apartment on the second floor. In the reception room, there are four portraits from the Medici era by Justus Sustermans depicting Ferdinando II, Vittoria della Rovere, Maria Luisa of Austria, and Cosimo III. On the opposite side, we enter the apartment reserved for the ladies of the villa, whose current appearance owes much to Elisa Bonaparte Bacciocchi, Napoleon's sister, who, for a short time, between 1809 and 1814, held the title of Grand Duchess of Tuscany. In the drawing room, the cycle of frescoes, again the work of Prato painter Luigi Catani, depicts in various panels Athena, with whom Elisa identified as a supporter of craftsmanship and commerce, as well as a promoter of peace and protector of the fine arts. Perseus and Andromache are also depicted there. The most striking room is the bathroom. Commissioned by Elisa Bacciocchi, it is a neoclassical room with exceptionally refined decoration. It was very modern for the times, having a bathtub equipped with a hot and cold water system. The frescoes invoke classical mythology and particularly, in view of the location, water. They depict Achilles and his mother Thetis, who, in the lunette clearly visible in front of the entrance door, bathes her son in the river Lethe. In the lunette on the opposite side, on the other hand, she watches despondently on the seashore as he leaves for war. Opposite the bathroom is the bedroom, where the neoclassical fresco on the ceiling was partially concealed in the Savoy era with rose-colored tulle, which, together with the walls, covered with a floral fabric of the same color, honors the name of the Bella Rosina. She was Rosa Vercellana, daughter of a gamekeeper of Victor Emmanuel II, and his mistress before becoming his morganatic wife with the title of Countess of Mirafiori.